Hey everyone, you are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for America's Got Talent. Tonight we're going to be chatting about more dogs, dancers, and of course, child singers. Make sure you stay tuned, you don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, and welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show. Obviously, we are having a perfect day, or else we wouldn't play the song. I am your host. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and anywhere you want at Dani Golub. Let's start with Anissa because this song is in her honor. She's having such a good day. Where can they find you online if they want to hear all about your day?
You can find me at Anissa Bar with 3 R's at the end. Please follow me because I had a perfect day, and you're gonna know why. Because
You'll know why.
I drank a beer with a legend, so.
Anissa doesn't drink, but if this person's here, then you drink.
Yes, yes.
I saw your status. No spoilers, though. Go to her page to find it. Yes. And other co-hosts, where can they find you?
You can find me everywhere at Tori_Broussard.
And you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or Fat But Skinny But Fat. And I apologize in advance for dancing on camera. I realize I shouldn't.
Oh, we're going to be dancing. I'm going to be dancing.
All night.
If you want to make gifts out of me, make gifts. Yeah, so let's get started. I apologize for the late start. You know, sometimes, you know, hair and makeup, glam squads. No, just kidding. We were just running late. The group before us, Real Housewives of New York got really intense. So we just, you know, we're being patient. Let's get into it, though. Let's start with Liza's personal favorite, Mike Young, and he is making it through, which I'm so excited about. He's saying Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, and, like, for the first time, I think I had, like, my Mike Young moment. I got it. Like, I watched him in last night's episode, and I was like, this makes sense to me now. I see why she's been so obsessed with him. He's amazing, and I really connected with this song.
I keep wanting to be like, who's Mike Young? Who's Mike Young? Like, literally, it's all I keep presenting in my head. Ugh! Babe, you are on fire.
You're your number one fan here, Mike Young.
Number one fan.
Did you like the Subway backstory video? Like, you got it. You got him.
You know what? I think we're past that in our relationship where I understand where he's come from.
It's more about the music now.
I understand his struggle, and I just really resonate with the raw talent that he has to share with all of us and all of America. So, Thinking Out Loud, you'll probably be singing that at my wedding one day. I don't know if it will be to you or to someone else, but...
you might be married.
You'll be in attendance. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm so sorry.
Is he
you're
old?
Married. But
maybe he's not. Whatever his happiness is.
You could do no wrong in my eyes.
What do you guys think of his performance?
It was amazing. I was jamming with him while he was singing, and usually I want, you know, the singers to utilize all of the stage, but he didn't have to. He had it all.
Yeah, 100%. I liked it. I enjoyed it. He did well. I feel like he get like. Can him and Ed Sheeran do a duet?
That would be cool.
That would be really nice.
And he made it through, which is awesome. The next act I want to talk about is Oscar and Gasper. They did like a kind of odd human projection thing. I was like, so what is the talent? Like having hot bodies and standing there?
Yeah,
and like. I think the guy who was projecting was probably the talent, but I was bored. I was like, are they gonna dance? Are they gonna do something?
It was this weird, like, this would drive me crazy if someone was just like literally,
and then would like turn,
yeah, and then they're like, and that was their talent. I'm like, yeah, it's really cool if they coordinated all the graphics behind it, but
were some of them tattoos?
He had tattoos, I think.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was all tattoos or if it was like part tattoos, part projection. Our tattoo specialist Anissa can fill us in on this.
Wait, what?
There was like these. They were projecting onto their body, and like some of it was tattoos, but like some of it was moving. So I'm assuming that wasn't.
Probably not. I don't think tattoos move, but no, there is actually a thing now where tattoos move if you put like a camera near it. I don't know. I don't want to get one.
They were alive.
Like they move with the sun.
They move with the music. With the music
like,
or something.
One of those ones where it's like, where's the bee? It's over there.
Like on SpongeBob. How they?
Oh yeah, yeah. When SpongeBob has like the really big arms and you can only lift the teddy bears.
Ugh, my life.
If you can't make SpongeBob jokes, you can't sit with us.
No.
Next up was Sarah and Hero, the dog and trainer. Like, I'm all about a dog act. Like, I love dogs, but I do not like them as much as I like the Pompeo family dogs who went home last week. They were like doing a conga line and all this stuff, whereas these dogs didn't do anything as cool.
What?
You liked them?
Yeah. Okay, how did you not like them from... Did you like her at Just Cuts? First, let's start there. Did you like her then?
No, I didn't like this girl, Sarah, and her dog at all. The dog was barking up a storm.
They're such good listeners. They had an amazing set.
Like, I don't understand. They had amazing sex.
Well, we all know where Liza's head is tonight.
Sorry.
It's a dog.
Keep going. An amazing set. And it was two dogs, unlike who listened, unlike Liza's chickens.
Oh, they were great.
Joke.
I'm sorry. I know she messed up the second time around, but what chicken do you know that can do that?
I forgot there was even another
dog. She only did it one time.
Okay, but once is enough for a chicken.
Yeah, I forgot that there was another dog act. Obviously, I didn't feel as connected with it as I felt good after the Pompeo family dogs. I want to get in that conga line with that dog and that girl.
Can you guys imagine Danny
Pye? Yeah, I can imagine it. Like, literally. That's your next GIF, Becca.
I'm sorry. Alert, ASPCA, alert. Yeah. Those dogs were crying.
They were barking. They were mad. The dogs were not happy. They were like, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, like that.
That's why there's dog shows. Take them to dog
shows. Yeah, I'm sorry. Am I watching a Yukonuba dog show?
No, on the USA Network?
The Westminster dog
show.
Girl,
I know.
Personal favorite. Yeah.
No,
No. Just no. But they're going through.
Huh? But where can they go?
Which means
with
America
that?
Liked them. Where which means they... I'm not the only one.
Simon liked them too, which I was actually really surprised about. Simon has feelings.
Some questionable decisions.
Yeah,
I have a lot of questions. Simon, yeah. Anyway, next up was Chase Goring. He had an original song called Illusion. I'm gonna make a face that expresses how I feel about this song.
Elaborate. Like, you know the emoji where the eyes are like this and the mouth is like this? That's how I don't know if that's... Is that the face?
Yeah, that's a face.
Okay, that was it. I don't like it. I don't care for it. It was a big sleeper. Like, not to be brutally honest, but like, if you're gonna write your own music, I want to be like, yeah, I feel this. I'm connected. Like, sing a cover. We don't know you. Who's Chase?
Hey, he ain't no Taylor Swift, though. Come on.
No.
Give him a break.
You can't do that the week Taylor Swift comes out with a banger. Don't drop it. Like, you're going to come out with Illusion?
You have a point.
Sorry, like...
That's a huge
How
point.
About you cover Taylor Swift's song, Chase? Sit down.
Aw.
Okay, he's cute. Beautiful. He's a good kid. He could sing. Is he as good as the other kid singers? No.
Nope.
Is he as good as the other people writing original songs right now? Also
nope.
No. I'm telling you, Grace set the bar for original songs. I will say it time and time again. If you're not writing songs as good as Grace, do not be singing original songs.
You know what sucks, though, is that we've seen so many singers, and at this point, I'm just...
Don't you, bored. Don't you think their voices are honestly starting to like run together?
Yeah. I couldn't even tell you all their names. And like
exactly.
But like people like, you know, we'll talk about him, Colin Cloud, the Mentalist. Like he sticks out to me because he's doing something different. Like every singer, I couldn't even tell you Angelica Dion or Celine Hale or what the heck are their names? Angelica Hale. I don't know which one's which. I don't know who the difference between this Angela Green and Evie whatever. If you put them both in this room, we'll not be able to tell you the difference.
Yeah.
This is true.
Honestly, if you put Angelica and Celine next to each other, I don't know if I would be able to know which one's which because they have literally 10 of the same thing right
now. The only reason I don't know Celine is because her name is Celine.
No, but if they didn't tell you their names, and if Celine and Angelica were standing right there, would you be able to say which one was which? I don't think I could, really.
Like with singing voice-wise?
Yeah, maybe even if you close your eyes and listen to them. I don't even know if I could tell the difference because they're all becoming one person to me. All these young singers, I think
they do a lot.
They've age-wise
in common.
We have more young kids than we have like adults.
Yeah. My dad is a big fan of AGT. My parents and I have been watching this show every season, and my dad's like, "Is this turning into like The Voice Kids or like Kids Got Talent or like the Kids X Factor?" He's like, "What am I watching? Everyone's 10 and under." I was like, "Yeah, it's true." He's like, "I didn't sign up for this." He's like, "I want to see people, you know, jumping over cars." Like in the past, AGT has been like danger acts, and like I want to see cool magic. I want to see funny comedy. We have one comedian right now,
or people who dance like Oscar Hernandez.
Oh, let's talk about him.
Like,
goodbye.
Come on.
I'm moving on from Chase. I don't even care about anyone else's opinion. I gave my flat face. I'm sure you guys all really loved him. We're going to talk about Oscar Hernandez because he gave me life. He danced to MILF Money, which, like...
Also, like, have we ever heard that song before besides for when, like, it got popular because Kim Kardashian was in the music video?
Yeah, like, no one ever played that song again, but he's bringing it back to life.
My surface.
If I could take a hip-hop class, like, with anyone in the world, it would definitely be him. I, like, don't think that dancers like him, like, go on tour like pop star singers do, but I would go to his tour to watch him dance. Do I think that he, like, should win AGT? Maybe not, but I'm sad not to see him go another week because I think he's really, really talented and he, like, brings me happiness.
Mm-hmm. I want somebody like him to win, though.
Yeah, I don't think he would win just, like, talent-wise. I think that, like, it would probably go to someone else, maybe a little bit more unique, because what he does feels like I've seen it, maybe. But, like, he brings it to a new level. Like, I was, like, trying to find his Instagram right away. Like, where is this guy? Where can I follow him? And can we be best friends?
And he has so much energy. I mean, how many guys do you know are dropping into the splits and just...
Yeah,
pop it.
I feel like he should open his own like dance studio. Yeah, and if he's that, obviously he's that damn good. So
I mean, he's choreographing dances for like professional dance teams. Like he's got talent.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Oh, okay, so he works out at Millennium Dance Complex, which for those of you who are like big dance fans like
very
me,
popular,
that is where Trisha Miranda and Wildebeest and all of them teach. That's where the viral Rihanna work video came from, and like all of those.
Britney Spears used to dance there.
Yeah, so it's a huge dance company. He has like 15,000 followers. His Instagram handle, if you want to check him out, is Big O Hernandez. I live for him. He's so cute. So funny. I'm giving him a follow literally right now. So shout out to him. It's a big deal.
Give him a follow.
Gave him a live follow. It's probably like the biggest commitment I've made in the last 6 months. gave him a live follow. Maybe I should have live voted for him and that would have helped. I can't complain this week because I forgot to vote. And so like, I love Oscar, but it's also my fault. I take ownership for his
departure.
That one
departure. Vote.
That one
really
vote.
You know what? Maybe.
Thanks a lot, Danny. Tori's. That's true.
Did you vote? Show up, Tori. Okay. Nope. Two votes. You maybe could have made it. So I'll take.
We'll take
ownership.
Wait, don't they charge you for voting?
No.
Oh, free. They don't? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts is paying.
Do I get a donut?
No. Then I'm actually, so like we work on the show at NBC and like, there were no Dunkin' Donuts in the Dunkin' Donuts lounge. I was, like, pretty upset. I was like, so where are the donuts? Like, looking left and right for some munchkins. There was, like, there's some coffee. I was like, not a chance. I want a donut. Yeah, so that was kind of a disappointment. Anyway, speaking of dancers, let's talk about Diavolo, the dance group. They were so cool. They're already a Vegas show. Like, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm seeing if they were the ones that did, like, that cool train thing last time. And then this time they were on this, like, big circle.
Yes.
I feel like this is like Cirque du Soleil. It was scary.
Yeah.
It had danger. It had dance. It had like 3D motion effects. It was really cool.
I feel like I was in an episode of Star Wars.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, I was in Vegas this weekend for, ironically, I was for a gaming convention, but the fight was that weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Holy balls. But I literally thought to it because I was walking around casinos and I really thought to myself, I'm on America's Got Talent after show. I'm here in Vegas. If I want to see a show, what would I want to see? And this is what I wanted to see. This is what I wanted to see. Because when you're in Vegas, you get that feeling vibe. And not everybody wants to go gamble. Not everybody wants to go see a singer. They want to see an act. And there's a great talent acts in Vegas. But this is something that I think gives a Vegas feel.
Yeah, I agree. I think this show is literally, like, it's ready for Vegas. It's already polished. It's, like, ready to go. Like, whereas I think some of the AGT acts, like, when they're going to Vegas, they, like, need some pre-production or something. Yeah. But, like...
I just liked something.
Liza's just liking dog photos from my phone. It's actually really cute.
I love boxers. Sorry,
my Instagram was open because I was, like, so into Oscar. this show's ready for Vegas. Like, I honestly think that, like, they should win. You know, them or, like, that electric, cool dance group. Like,
between them
one of those two, like, that's the caliber of stuff that I want to see winning AGT.
Brett Brown says, we all look amazing tonight.
Oh, Brett!
Thank you.
Can you brush my hair?
Yeah, specifically Liza. She looks bomb. Is there anyone named Allie on there? Well, I'm waiting for a girl named Allie. She might be sleeping. She's on East Coast time.
No, we just got Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Two Savage Boy 22.
Savage.
Brent Brown for now.
Brent is always here. Hi, Brent. Thank you again for tuning in. We love you. Anyway, moving on to another act. Let's talk. While we're talking about Brent, I can't not think about Grace VanderWaal. So let's talk about our 13-year-old singer. Angelina
Green.
She sang Gravity, which is a song I love. And so, like, sometimes when it comes to singers, whether or not I like them that much as a singer, if they sing a song I connect with, I'm like, oh, they've won me over. You know, like, I love Gravity as a song. Do I think it was the strongest cover of that song I've ever heard? No. Unfortunately, she's not going through, but I actually thought she was good this week. A little bit more memorable than I've seen of her in the past.
Can I be honest? I forgot and I watched...
Didn't even see her.
No,
see her, you don't remember how good she was.
Mm. But I forgot her.
Fair. So this could be your this face. Everyone gets one tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of the golden buzzer, we're going to do...
I don't know. That was my ex sound.
She was more of like a theatrical singer to me.
Oh, you know what? She would be great in like school plays.
Yeah, exactly. Like the star. And it's perfect because she's only 13.
Right, like she could be on Broadway one
well,
day.
Well, great. We found her job.
Or on opera.
Oh, yeah. You know, last year there was a she really just... talented opera singer. Laura. Yeah. Laura something. She was a child. Oh, she was the snake. She was the snake. She was the one that won Yugoslavia's Got Talent, then shows up here and goes on America's Got Talent and became a finalist. And I found her while we were live on air last year. I was like, I see you. Yeah. She like was holding her big check. I'm like, sit down. 12-year-old opera singer. I was pissed. Anyway. Sorry. That was last year's drama. I can put it in the past.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I thought she did great, though.
She's so good, but like, yeah. You already won.
And her mom, like, taught her, right?
Yeah, her mom taught her how to yodel or whatever the heck that's
called. I wish I could do that.
I can. I'm just, like, saving it.
For you sounded like the dog.
Yeah, me and the dog that are crying together. Hero. Okay, so obviously we have nothing else to say about her. Moving on to Final Draft to talk about more Ed Sheeran. They sang, like, an R&B version of Shape of You, which I actually thought was pretty cool. Is it Ed Sheeran night on America's Got Talent? Like, are we all trying to, like,
something
sob?
Like that.
Like, whether it's Ed Sheeran Yeah, like, night. Whether they were singing that, Mike Young sang Thinking Out Loud, Chase's song may as well have been an Ed Sheeran song that he tried to write himself. Like, what did you guys think of
I didn't like it.
They went home.
Good.
They were...
I didn't like it. Shade. I was upset. It's like, dude, like... I don't know. I just didn't like it. Okay. I don't think it was their song.
Really? I agree. I think it was a weird song choice for them. Overall, I liked it. I thought their stage presence was really, really weird.
Yeah. It was.
They were like in the like Backstreet Boys vibe. NSYNC
but not
vibe.
Even because no. There would be the two on the outside were like the whole time, like at the same time. And then the two guys in
Do
the middle
again.
Were just stick straight.
Give Becca something
but
to give.
But with this... Yeah, okay, ready? I was like, yeah, and the people in the middle are just completely stick straight, and I'm like, did you, like, not talk about your dance moves before you came on stage tonight?
No, they didn't.
I don't think it was coordination.
They didn't, and I wrote that down when I was watching them. Yeah. Because the very beginning was really good. I think they are a group that people literally just need to focus on their vocals. Like, yeah, they need to be on stools.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Singing their hearts out.
Yeah. Yes. Stools would be a good
not
idea.
Not dancing.
Yeah. Restrict them a bit. Because like, they're good-looking right. guys, but when they dance like that, I'm like, you look so bizarre. Like, you're not even
And
cute
honestly, anymore. I was a little confused when they started singing, and I'm like, what song are they singing because it was just different.
Yeah.
But speaking the different.
Yeah, speaking of good choreography, while we're talking about bad choreography, I thought Danelle Damon and the Greater Works Choir's choreography like gave me life. They were like so in sync doing the Grease song, and they were singing "You're the One That I Want," and like I was in that with them. Yeah. I was like there in that moment. Like it was no longer watching it on the screen. I was in it, and like they were like left and right and left and right. They were dancing. They were singing. There's so many of them, like, I didn't even know where to look. And I have a bone to pick, though. Why is it called Danelle Damon? Like, where's Danelle? I don't see him. I see a different girl getting up there every week. I want it to be called this good girl and the choir. Why does
I
he
think get... he's also, like, isn't he also the choir director?
Then just call it the Greater Works Choir. Where is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him yet. He came once out in the audition, but, like, I don't know. That's a long name to have to remember. Danelle Damon and the Greater Works Choir.
Love me a good female lead, so...
Oh, they were amazing.
You're going to have to take a step back.
Yeah, they were so good.
Not that he doesn't.
So did you guys like it?
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
I loved it.
Yeah, they were
honestly... Well, because Grease is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. And that song is just... It makes you just want to get out of your seat, and their energy was amazing. And I know previously I haven't been... I've been a fan of them, but not like, wow, they're amazing. Mm-hmm. This time I got chills. Well, the AC was also really
chills.
High in my office, so I don't know if that's why I was like freezing, but I did.
No, they stepped it up.
No, they didn't sing it, but it was another, that was a Grease song, so I just thought I'd like make a joke, right? Isn't that a Grease song?
It is a Grease song.
Yes, it is a Grease
cool.
song.
Cool. Anyway, but I'm just a loser. Yeah, it was a good performance. It's like a feel good type of thing. Like you can't watch that and like not smile. I was like,
today they proved to me, or yeah, last night they proved that there can be a choir that is more than just like your typical church gospel choir.
I think it would be a first, but I wouldn't pay to go see that in Vegas.
Yeah, but I still
Maybe
think
not in Vegas.
What do you want,
but,
a sister act?
Like
type of thing?
Yeah, I do.
I think what America's Got Talent provides is like some acts that I think are really suited for Vegas, and unfortunately some that aren't. And like they also win a $1 million prize. That's also something we've been ignoring. Like They would probably do good things with $1 million. I feel like I would feel comfortable having $1 million in those hands. They seem like good people. So, anyway, it would have to be split up a lot, unfortunately. They'd each get like $10 by the end
after taxes.
After taxes and everything, but, you know. Wish them the best. I enjoyed watching them. They were fun. While we're on singers, let's talk about Kenchi. She sang By the Grace of God. She's the one that Seal gave her, I think, his golden buzzer to?
Yes.
He, or if he didn't, he was still very connected to her. I can't quite remember if it was the golden buzzer. But yeah, she was, she's really good. I don't know if this was the strongest song choice for her, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think we're at a place in the competition with the live shows where, like, you really have to make good song choices. You have to pick songs that people are going to want to sing along to, connect with. Like, if that's Grease, if that's Ed Sheeran, if that's, you know, Freddie Mercury, like, Queen stuff. Stuff that people are going to want to be a part of. And I think that's actually where I feel like Chase missed for me, too, with his original song. Like, even though Angelina didn't go through, Gravity was probably a better choice than what Kenchi chose. Because I think her song was very touching and moving if you listen to the lyrics.
It was.
But, like, it was a bit of a sleeper for me because I wasn't connected to the song.
I think it connected more with, like, her story.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, her background, obviously, where she came from. However, this was not her best performance in the sense of she did not give it her all, in my opinion. She sings effortlessly, which I think is great. But, like, if you sing that effortlessly, I want to hear, like, the power
I agree.
Behind your voice. And mm-hmm. I didn't hear that.
There's too many singers. I don't... I...
See? See? That was my problem. Really.
You guys, I do the this voice is a panel, face, 'cause... too. I do the voice panel as well. And, like, usually with them, it's easier for me because they're all so different and kind of each fit into a genre or, like, a box of sorts. And I can identify them, like, with what songs they're choosing and... This is harder for me to organize in my brain because it's, like, they're all the same kind of singer, I feel like.
Yeah.
Minus, like, maybe Mike Young and then, like, Angela and whatever, Celine are sort of the same. But, like, there's sort of a couple categories. But because there's so many of them and because this isn't a singing show and my distractions are also elsewhere, like, right. It's hard for me to keep track of all the singers.
It starts to feel like a high school talent show. And I know this is essentially a talent show, but it's just, like...
It starts to make it a bit juvenile when it's only young kids. Yeah. Like, usually there are a few young kids. Every time there's AGT, there are always young kids, and they always go far, and I'm always a big supporter of them. Like, last year they had Caden Bart Rocket, the, like, kid magician, but he was a kid magician, and he was awesome. Like, him and his sister did really cool stuff. They actually came here last year, and they were, like, so fun, and that was cool, but, like, if we're gonna have kids on here, let's have them doing more than just sing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we had that kid magician, but he was so monotone. Like, he was like,
and there is a snack, and there is a card in the
here's
snack.
My Pop-Tart. Wham, wham. Yeah, like, it was, I mean, that was rough, hard to watch. So Kenchi's going through. Yay. Go Kenchi. I think the last act we are going to talk about, let me make sure, Junior and Emily, sibling dance crew. I think that they were good. I liked that they did, like, EDM, Pitbull music. I was dancing around. There needs to be 10 of them for this to be a Vegas show. I need to see 10 Junior and Emily's. I want to see them all across the stage. A couple years ago on AGT, they had a group like that. They had a group like that on World of Dance. I think that for something like this to be successful, you can't just have one duo.
Or they actually need to dance.
He, like, held her up in the air and spinned them around.
Without hands, which I thought was super cool, but... Like, are you doing tricks? Or are you dancing? Or can you match them together? You know what I mean? Like, where were your dance skills? Like, this...
Yeah, they do a lot of spins. What is that? Lots of, like, spins.
Let me see some salsa or, like, some lyrical or, like, something.
I'm not going to say they didn't dance, but I will say I need more. I need more dancers. I need my eyes to be going 20 different places. I want to be captivated. One couple dancing on stage like this is, like...
Some leaps, something.
Yeah. I don't know. What'd you think? Did you like it?
I like them. They've always been one of my favorites.
I have bad news.
Kind of bored.
They're not going through.
Kind of bored.
They're one of your favorites. They haven't really added many new tricks either. They've kind of been doing the same tricks over and over. So
the only thing that was upgraded was the music.
Yeah, I mean, which I think the production value of all of these acts goes up for the live shows. Like, even, so many kids. The kid dancer, Merrick Hanna, like, his production value went up, and so his act got better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, with live shows, and then what are their names? Something. The skaters that did the really cool skating, the brother and sister duo they're going through.
Oh,
their
yeah.
thing got bigger and better, too, thus they're going through.
They're also on skates.
Yeah,
like,
it's so cool. I'm so excited to see them. So, next week we're going to be getting semifinals, I believe. Mm-hmm. This was the last round of quarterfinals, I think. So
yeah, I didn't like them. I go to Dancing with the Stars.
That's what I was thinking. I was watching though. It's like when you go to Dancing with the Stars, you're used to seeing like a pair, a couple right. doing their thing. But like, if you wanted to see a show, yeah. you'd want to go see 20 dancers doing their thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
And like the whole spinning thing, yeah, that's great. That gave you where you are right now, but there's a time and place where you could pop that up whenever you can, but doing it over and over again, it's gonna get old. Yeah, and I think that's what it is. It's old.
Agreed. And last but not least, Colin Cloud, the mind reader extraordinaire. He was very cool. He did the thing with Mel B and Simon. And he was getting some payback because Simon did make a comment last week that really upset Mel B. I think we mentioned it briefly, but he mentioned something about, like, her wedding day. And then she did have this, like, pretty nasty divorce recently with her ex-husband. Yeah. And I think it was, like, an abusive relationship. So I think she was pissed that he even brought it up. I don't really know all the logistics. I tried to read some gossip after, but then I got bored.
Simon brought it up?
Yeah, Simon brought something up. So Mel B was pissed at him. So, like... The act sort of played into that. He compared
her ex-husband to that guy.
Yeah, I don't really know. But regardless, they played into it a little bit with tonight's act. Okay. And okay. He's kind of like a magician, kind of like a mentalist. Yeah. It was cool. And he was in the Duncan save, and I was actually really surprised to see him in the save. Because I was like, I feel like he was like one of the best last night. So to have him be in the bottom is just, that's kind of frightening. Considering it was like trending on, it had like 1.5 million views. It was trending top three on YouTube.
Mm. I don't know. I have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. Is that his real hair?
Probably not. Is that his real accent? I'm probably not.
No, but it looked like a bad toupee that he just plopped on his head. So I was just probably. Like, was that always there? My second question is, why does he feel the need to have one act going on over here and then have three acts going on in the audience that are just, like, not even relate, like...
Yeah.
Okay, just trying to
confuse everybody.
No, but we get it.
Or make it more captivating.
But the whole thing kind of, like... there were so many parts to it, which is fine, but, like...
Like, the girl that was on stage, I didn't care about her. Like, he was, like, guessing all of her answers while he was also doing the thing with Simon.
Well, no, that had to play into the part with, like, the bench and everything. But then he was like, you random blonde girl in the audience, think of a naughty, naughty thing that you did when you were younger. Oh, you got bit by a dog, is that what you're thinking? And all she was like, yeah, yeah. And the guy in the front was like, oh, that happened to you, right? And he was like, mm-hmm. Like...
Who are they?
At what point, like, I'm like, yeah, he could
it
just...
It didn't seem believable.
They that's could just be agreeing with him.
Yeah.
That's so random. One, and two, like, who's to say that that note wasn't planted there? I don't know. Like, that girl really didn't give... Are you a student?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you like Justin Bieber CDs and, like, Simon stole all your Justin Bieber CDs?
Who still uses CDs, either? Like, what are we talking about? Like, when she said that, I was like, stole CDs? Like, that wouldn't be the first thing that comes to my mind these days. I'd be like, he stole my freaking laptop.
Yeah.
Who even has CDs?
He stole the password to my Netflix.
Does Justin Bieber even make CDs? Like, that's a legitimate question. I feel like Justin Bieber just has, like, streaming stuff. Like,
yeah, I don't know. The whole thing
did
was like...
Did you like Justin Bieber? LOL. What?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm saying.
I just
what's
think
happening?
That is just
happening over there.
I just think that is just
also
keep my opinions to myself.
Also, the thing with the knife, how there was multiple knives and the white one that she chose was the rubber one. Well, of course she chose it, the rubber one, because she could see it was
she
rubber.
She didn't want him to die on like, camera.
Also,
that'd be exciting.
Mel wouldn't have stabbed him if she thought it was a real knife.
Kind of.
The whole thing was just so bizarre to me, and like had so many loopholes that could have been planned beforehand. I don't know. Well, not my favorite, I must be honest.
Well, that might be why he's in the Duncan save. Maybe other people saw right through it, as you did.
Yeah.
It gave me a Sherlock Holmes vibe.
The background.
Angelina was in the Duncan save too, I think, the girl, and I don't think she made it. No, she did not.
Duncan can't save you this time.
The ones who made it, Colin Cloud, Greater Works Choir, which I'm going to call them because it's too much to say that other guy's name, Kenchi, Diavolo, the dance group, who probably should rebrand because that name is too hard for, like, what they are. I guess I suppose Cirque du Soleil does that too. It's kind of a hard name. Chase, the original singer. Sarah and Hero, the dogs, sad dogs. And Mike Young.
Sad dogs.
So out of these acts from tonight, there really wasn't one, like, standout, like, gonna win this show. Who would you say is maybe going far?
None of them.
Really?
I thought you loved the Vegas show act.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them. Sorry. I had a long day.
It's okay. Should I?
Yeah, them.
A good day, but she had a long day.
Yeah, I've been here since, like, 10 a.m.
It's good, but long.
If I had to pick who's going to go far out of this group, to stray away from Diavolo, because I think that they are going to go far, I maybe would say the choir, because I think that they're going to pull votes. I think that there's a large audience that appeals to that type of music, and a lot of people that connect with it, and a lot of people that like it, and like people that are super different from them even like that kind of music. So I think that they'll probably go far just based on like pulling the popular vote.
And for some reason, I don't know why this is like coming to my head, I feel like the choir is going to do a tribute to what happened in Houston.
Oh, that would be nice. Are they from there? No, they're from all over.
They're from all over, but you never know. All the, like they said, all those people are from all over. One of them could be from Houston, so.
Yeah. I think Sarah and Hero are going to go very far.
Ooh.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Opinion. Okay. And I could probably guess Liza. $10 on Liza's.
20. 50.
Well, I don't want to change it.
Nah, go with your gut.
Well, okay, so I want to say Mike Young.
Yes, you
will go far, but I feel like they have a problem with age on this show. Like,
is there ageism?
I think there is.
Shame.
So while I really do want to say Mike Young because he's my personal favorite, I want to say Mike Young because he's my personal favorite.
Yeah, duh.
I get to keep my $50.
Mike Young, it is. Yeah, I think Mike. I hope Mike will go far. I think just for our personal sanity over here, so Liza doesn't leave our panel. I hope that Mike Young goes far.
You should press that button.
You are going straight to the live show.
Hell yeah,
Mike Young's going straight to Liza's live show if she has one.
my live wedding. I'll stream it on Facebook. So you can all watch.
Yeah, Mike Young wedding. It'll be the theme. Yeah.
In a subway.
I hope he knows Halloween music. anyway, that is our predictions for this week. I apologize again for the short show. We'll be back next week with so much more to talk to you. Thank you, everyone, who joined us again in the live chat. It's always so much fun to talk to you. We love having you here. And then we also like everyone who comes and watches later, because you're all very valuable to us.
Yes.
If they want to continue that conversation with any of you, where can they find you? Anissa has a lot to say tonight, so you guys should probably feed her like ASAP. Like while she's hot, you know?
Yeah. But no one does. So you can find me if you want at Anissa Bar with 3 R's at the end.
You can find me at Tori_Broussard.
And you can find me on Instagram at Liza.Rubin or at Fat That's Gonna Be Fat.
And you can find me at Danny Golub. It was so fun chatting with y'all. We'll see you again next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.